It is Friday, March 6th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Elizabeth Warren ended her presidential campaign and told supporters to choose righteous fights. Bernie Sanders held a large rally and welcomed Warren supporters. Meanwhile, American families fear what the future holds for their elderly relatives in nursing homes as the coronavirus kills another person in Washington state. Donald Trump's response is a disaster in the making. And lastly, after two decades, Americans could be held accountable for war crimes in Afghanistan. The Hague has opened a major new investigation.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren announced the end of her presidential campaign yesterday, thanking supporters. She urged them to, quote, choose to fight only righteous fights, end quote. 2016, Warren chose not to make a presidential endorsement. Yesterday, she sent no clear signals favoring Sanders or Biden. Last night on MSNBC, Warren told Rachel Maddow, quote, it's just going to be a little longer before we have a woman in the White House. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen soon, end quote. Bernie Sanders at a rally in Phoenix, Arizona, commended Warren for a strong issues-oriented campaign and welcomed her supporters. He said, quote, I think they'll find many of the issues Senator Warren campaigned on are exactly the issues we are fighting for. Sanders called for equal pay for women and an end to starvation wages. He shushed his large crowd of supporters from booing Joe Biden, who he called a decent guy with a very different record than his own. For instance, Biden supported the Iraq War, disastrous trade deals, and cuts to Social Security. Sanders' campaign touted its overwhelming Latino support in California with new endorsements and ads featuring testimonials. In Arizona, Sanders spoke to the issue of Trump's deportations in a way that Biden cannot. Sanders said, quote, my father came to this country without a nickel in his pocket, couldn't speak a word of English. I would not accept the continued demonization of immigrants in this country, end quote. Once upon a time, Republican Party operative Karl Rove touted the Latino vote as the future of American politics. Yesterday, he was in the Wall Street Journal touting three-time presidential campaign loser Joe Biden as the future of the Democratic Party. Thanks, Carl. Also yesterday, Biden misrepresented his record on Social Security cuts, suggesting he'd never supported them. Maybe he forgot. At his Phoenix rally, Sanders linked his Medicare for All proposal to the fast-spreading coronavirus pandemic. Said the crisis makes the absurdity of our healthcare system more clear. As anxiety spreads along with the virus, the Trump administration continues to duck the most basic question about its public health response. It's been clear for days that Trump has muzzled the Centers for Disease Control. Yesterday, officials totally dissembled when confronted by reporters about the lack of testing in the U.S. South Korea has been testing 10,000 people per day, whereas mere hundreds have been tested over the weeks in the United States. Even taking measures on a far greater scale than the U.S., Korea has been able to contain the spread of COVID-19 through human-to-human and surface contact. Washington State, hardest hit in the country so far, reported its 13th fatality yesterday. Officials said they'd received only half the emergency medical equipment they requested from Trump's CDC. Families with elderly relatives infected with coronavirus in nursing homes expressed fears that their parents might die alone and under quarantine. The U.S. refused entry to a number of Canadian citizens who had visited China, where the new coronavirus originated. Both Mecca in Saudi Arabia and the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem were closed on account of the virus. Los Angeles Marathon organizers said the event would go on, but that people should practice, quote, social distancing, end quote, to avoid unnecessary human contact. Well then, back to Twitter.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
International Criminal Court yesterday ruled its chief prosecutor could open an investigation into war crimes in Afghanistan. The Donald Trump administration was reportedly furious over the news. That's because after nearly two decades of war and occupation, war criminals from the United States could be made to answer for their actions in Afghanistan. The ruling was made on appeal in The Hague, reversed the decision of a lower court in the International Tribunal. The U.S. Congress does not recognize the ICC's jurisdiction in this matter, although a new president could change this as a matter of practice. The ICC prosecutor's office said that it can prove U.S. forces, quote, committed acts of torture, cruel treatment, outrages upon personal dignity, rape, and sexual violence, end quote, in Afghanistan, and also at CIA black sites later in Europe. The ICC investigation also considered abuses by the U.S.-backed Afghanistan government as well as the Taliban. Human rights organizations in Afghanistan and beyond hailed the ICC ruling over U.S. objections. The news about fresh war crimes investigations comes soon after Trump announced a new deal with the Taliban, an announcement soon followed by more fighting. And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Turkey and Russia agreed to a ceasefire in the Syrian city of Idlib. Turkish President Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin hashed out terms in a six-hour session in Moscow, followed by a joint appearance. It's unclear how long the ceasefire will hold. Separately, Turkey deployed 1,000 special forces police officers to its border with Greece. Border guards in Greece have been attempting to force thousands of Syrian refugees back to Turkey after Erdogan sent them on to Europe. Not a great situation. Federal prosecutors have charged former United Automobile Workers Union President Gary Jones with embezzlement of union funds. More than a dozen people have already pled guilty in the UAW Fiat Chrysler corruption probe. Government isn't ruling out taking over the union. Newly unsealed filings claim Jones spent $1 million of UAW money on meals, golf trips, cigars, and clothing. This must have been some good cigars. An immigration judge in Tennessee ordered the deportation of a 94-year-old German citizen who's been living in the U.S. since 1959. Former Nazi concentration camp guard Friedrich Karl Berger has received a German government pension all this time. In response to the ruling, he told a reporter, quote, "This is ridiculous. I can't believe it," end quote. Check in the mail every month for life and a ticket to Europe. Not such a bad punishment for a possible former Nazi.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.